None of us like talking about death, do we? I sound like one of those shocking insurance ads a little bit, don't I? But anyway, I found this story fascinating and I just had to mention it. So Washington could become the first state in the US to legalize a new way to dispose of our bodies when we die. So it's without a casket. It's without burning our bodies to ashes. Washington are on their way to legalizing human composting or natural burying, whatever you like to call it. So basically human composting, essentially it's where a body is naturally buried, you know, without any casket, in the bush. There's no headstone or anything. And the idea is, you know, your body is composted and hopefully your body will help grow natural bushlands. And, you know, maybe you could eventually end up as your favorite tree. What do you reckon about this? Would you naturally bury your body? Text me 0467 842 722, or you can call me 1300 295 222. Kevin Hartley is with me. He's a project director at Earth Funerals. How are you, Kevin?
Fabulous. Thanks, Amber. Thank you for having me.
No worries at all. So what is human composting?
Well, there's a whole range of names that people use for this. I mean, we use natural burial in Australia, but the idea is to simplify the funeral process down to the least possible inputs so that you're having the lightest tread on the environment, to return the body to the earth without embalming, without cement liners in graves, as is something that happens a lot in the US, without elaborate coffins, and in this case to have do that in a way that promotes the natural decomposition of the body. And in Australia, we've been working on that project for about 2 years now. We started very casually with a prototype project in the high country of New England in New South Wales, when we discovered that if we said to people, hey, we'll organise a professional but not-for-profit funeral and bury you in a natural place where some trees can be planted and, in fact, the proceeds from your funeral would then fund landscape-scale revegetation. So we found that the support and interest and input into this has been phenomenal, to the point where just last week I had to pack my bag and move down here to Victoria on the basis that we'd garnered such interest from we have a national law firm who looks after all our interests pro bono. We've had consultancies that have come on board. And specifically here in Victoria, we have the offer of two quite large pieces of property, 15 hectares and a little bit more, just outside on the peri-urban fringe of Melbourne, where we hope to, over the next one or two years, create Melbourne's first genuine natural burial ground where people could make that choice and move away from the less environmentally friendly options of traditional burial, where you've got to maintain a cemetery ongoing forever, or even cremation, which is obviously quite intense in terms of its energy inputs and, you know, the cost of just simply owning and running building crematoria, as well as the fuel costs and things around that. So it's, you know, this is just a way better way to do it. If you conduct a burial in a simple, thoughtful way, it is the least impost on the environment. And at the end of the day, if you then do what we've proposed, which is a project that's been developed with myself and a whole stack of very smart people, smarter than me, fortunately, then we've got the option to not only have sustainable funerals in terms of the environmental inputs, but to go beyond that and actually put back into the earth, because every funeral will essentially revegetate about an acre of natural bushland.
And what needs to happen here in Australia to make that achievable?
Oh, look, legislation's important. There's different laws in every state and territory in Australia, so that makes it a little bit complicated, and that's a similarity to the US in a way. They've got a lot of different legislations. But fortunately in Australia, no legislation in any area prohibits natural burial. Some are better than others. Here in Victoria, the legislation is quite open for natural burial, as it is for instance, cremation using a shroud rather than a coffin, which instantly makes sense to anyone who hears that suggestion. The idea of burning a coffin when you could simply put the person in a simple cloth shroud makes a ton of sense. yet that's not something that's widely done or promoted here, but it's certainly something that we're aiming to do through Earth Funerals by the end of the year.
Do you think, you know, when people face death, the logical part of their, you know, thinking kind of gets overtaken by the emotional side, and that's why, well, I think a lot of funeral companies often exploit people with, you know, monetary, the cost of funerals, and also that they're probably not thinking about the impacts to the environment, are they?
No. A small number of people pre-arrange or pre-think about their funerals and leave specific instructions, and oftentimes they're far more considered. But when a death occurs, most people, particularly if it's an illness or related, you know, a long protracted death, people don't kind of want to think about that, as you were saying in your introduction. And when the death occurs, of course, there's a whole range of decisions to be made in a very short period of time, and you absolutely want to get it right. And it's not something that you're doing every day, so we tend to rely on the professional industry. And it's not so much that I think they're setting out to exploit anyone, but they have a range of products and services that they can deliver profitably and easily, and they present those to people, and most people just go, oh, well, okay, that's what we need to do. And that's certainly the case with natural burial. I've been a funeral director in South Australia for sort of 20 of the last 30 years before I moved out of the commercial field into the non-profit area. And the problem with natural burials, for instance, isn't that it's illegal, isn't that it's difficult. It's just that there are sort of barriers in the road because there are no specific natural burial grounds. We only have the traditional cemeteries. And that was, you know, I really learnt from the clients that I dealt with. I began offering in South Australia shroud burials, which proved very popular. But every one of those clients said, this is terrific, but wouldn't it be so much better if we were buried not in a cemetery, but in a natural place that ultimately just returned back to being bushland? And that's a sentiment that you know, I say I listened to the people who were my clients at that point and realised just how right that is. We can do something really beautiful with end-of-life services that aren't stiff and rigid and, you know, focused on the trappings and the physical aspects. We can do something where we return a body to the earth and actually provide a genuine thank you to the earth for the life that it's, you know, helped to support.
It's 19 past 10 on ABC Gippsland. My name's Amber Irving-Guthrie. My guest this morning is Kevin Hartley. He's the project director at Earth Funerals. They're a non-for-profit and they want to get natural burial grounds up and running in Australia. Do you have your eye on any particular location where, you know, a potential natural burial ground could be located?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we've been donated a hectare and a half of land in the Highlands in New England and New South Wales. But here in Victoria, we've been working over the last year to establish relationships with and have had an offer from a private conservation and biodiversity group for two different sites that I've moved down here to begin to assess now. And these are within 1 hour of the CBD to the west of the city. That's as much detail as I can give you at this point until those sites are assessed. We don't want to make unreasonable claims. But look, they're beautiful sites. They're close to the city. And, you know, they're already held by a biodiversity conservation trust looking to revegetate that land. There's plans for planting 320,000 trees on one of these sites.
Well, Kevin, maybe you should consider Gippsland as a potential future site for a natural burial ground. I wonder what we think of it.
Absolutely. And look, we see ultimately two or three natural burial areas around the peri-urban fringes to the west, south and north of Melbourne to service everyone who wants this. And, you know, research suggests that could be as many as 20% of the public who'd opt for a natural return to the earth that genuinely went that extra mile. And some of the people who've listed, and I have quite a lengthy list now of people who've said, you know, when this is right to go, this is for me. And one of the really fascinating things is some of those people have said, like, you know, not only will we have a burial this way that plants an acre of bush, but we're going to put aside a significant amount of money for a bequest to fill in our entire lifetime's footprint with trees, which I think is just amazing.
And what about the other 80% though? You know, do you ever get faced with criticisms of people saying that that's not the way to actually deal with our past ones?
Look, I've been talking about this intensively for about 2.5 or 3 years now. And the interesting thing is I have never once had anyone say to me, gee, that's a stupid idea. I've had a few people go, it's interesting, not for me. And I accept that. Yeah, we're all different. We all have different beliefs and religious things. Religious beliefs and cultural beliefs often drive our end-of-life practices. But never has anyone said this isn't a great idea. They've said it's not for me. But I think long-term, and we're looking long-term, you know, we're working with our lawyers to put trusts in place that'll hold burial grounds for into the future hundreds of years. So we've got a sort of 100-year timeline horizon on this project. And we think that ultimately this will be the default position, just as over the last 70 years, cremation has become the default position. I think people will just gradually over generations go, how else would you do this? Of course you'd put the body back into the earth.
And on the text line on 0467842722, someone has just texted in, Amber, is natural burial like gluten-free more expensive? Cheers. So you said before that actually it's a money saver.
Yeah, now look, burial in cemeteries is very expensive because of the limited space and the way that cemeteries are run with their requirement for perpetual maintenance. The natural burial grounds that we've modelled and designed start as denuded farmland, become a place of burial for the 20 or 30 years that goes on, and then they gradually come down to be maintenance levels similar just to natural national park bushland. So we're looking at, we're very confident we'll be able to produce a natural burial at around the price of a cremation. And that's our target, and we know we can do that. And it's what people need to remove the barrier to help average people make a choice that is genuinely sustainable. You can't expect someone to buy an organic carrot if it's $50 and the conventional ones are 2 cents. We understand that. So no, natural burial should and could be as economical as cremation, and that's certainly our aim, and we believe we'll produce that.
So like you said, I mean, there are some hurdles to jump in terms of getting the land and that sort of thing. And how long do you think we need to wait before this gets off the ground?
Yeah, no, we've done a lot of work on the prototype project in New South Wales, so we know exactly how long and how complicated it is. There are assessments which are by geographical and hydrogeographical. There's zoning issues and there's legal issues, and we expect about 1 to 2 year lead time from the presentation of a site. So that's the time frame to have a burial ground here in Metro Melbourne. But our same principle, we look at cremations and in the same way, and that's what we're going to be offering in the first instance by the end of the year, is to say to people, well, we don't have a burial ground yet, but we're working on it. If in the meantime you want a cremation, we'll organise that for you. And on the same basis, what would be profits in a commercial funeral industry will go directly through the charity, through our environmental partners to plant revegetated areas. So a cremation equally could plant in the vicinity of 0.5 acre of trees. And that's not a tokenistic thing, Amber. It's not, do a funeral and we'll plant a tree in memorial. This is a genuine thing that takes the environmental costs of that service, matches those off, and in fact exceeds it by putting back into the earth.